The hell am I supposed to do with this? Oh, I got a spit take.
Spit
Yo!
Take.
Yo. That was great. I feel honored now. That's great.
Welcome back, everyone, to yet another bonus episode of Seemingly Unrelated. That's the podcast where we dive into the real stories, the truth, the narrative behind everyday life, and find out how weird everything is, including but not limited to that lucky waving cat being engaged in trafficking of human lives. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Johnstone. If you're just seeing a quick 10-minute preview or a 20-minute preview, you're on the free version. We'll give you more details later. Don't worry about it. Because right now, I want to tell you who's joining me. First up, we've got the co-host of Season 3. Maybe if I speak into the ether, it'll come true. Allegedly premiering June 23rd of this year. I don't know if I should say that out loud. It is. You've seen her in other episodes. She's a puppeteer. She's a director. She's generally good human beings. Alicia Britt. Al, how are you doing this month?
Hello. Very well. Having a lovely month. Thank you for delivering the sunshine just at the moment I required it desperately.
And the day that we need to spend 4 hours indoors recording.
Why?
You guys are kind of dirty for this whole making me come in from outside to record a podcast. So,
see your face is as good as the sun, though, Michael.
if only we could podcast in the nature. And you know what? I appreciate that, Alicia. Thank you very much. But if only.
And also returning, he's been on a bunch of different episodes. Maybe he's talking about witches. Be crazy. Maybe we're talking about the origin of curse words. I don't know. There's all kinds of episodes, but he's our resident beverage expert. Put a pin in it. That's going to make sense in a moment. Not doctor, but close enough. It's Michael Johnstone. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, my brother. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to the show. I want to talk to you two. I chose you two specifically because I want to talk to the two of you about the most Japanese of drinks. Let's talk about Japanese beverages this month. That's what we're getting into. What's the most Japanese drink?
I'm thinking it's a hot day. I want to be getting a cold Asahi. Give me a bottle.
Ooh, I did have that last night. No, we're not talking about delicious light lagers, Michael, the most Japanese of all beverages.
I was going to say Yamazaki 12, but it doesn't sound like we're talking alcohol today.
Although, I will tell you what, another pin in that one, a little spoiler, that there may be something about Yamazaki that's relevant to the story. Now, we're not talking about whiskey, we're not talking about beer, we're not talking about sake, or sencha, or matcha, but it is perfect for a summer day because we're going to talk about Ramune.
Oh, yes.
Have you both, I know this to be true, but for the audience, have you both enjoyed a nice cold, refreshing Ramune?
Oh, yeah, straight from the vending machine on the subway platform.
Could you tell for the audience, those who are not familiar, what is Ramune?
It's a beautiful drink. It's mm-hmm. clear. It's fizzy. It comes in the bottle with the ball mm-hmm. inside. Mm-hmm. So you have to, like, if you're not strong enough, you gotta hope that you're traveling with someone with strong hands that can, like, pop the ball into, you know. And the flavor is just like a light blue. Like, I have no idea what the actual flavor. It's not a Sprite. It's not a lemon and lime situation.
The essence you know? Of sweetness, yes.
It's sweet, light blue flavor. Yeah. That's what I gotta say.
Michael, have you ever had trouble opening a bottle of Ramune in the summertime?
It wasn't the summertime. I think it was when you and I were in Japan together. And I was like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? Oh, I got a spit take.
Spit
Yo!
Take!
That was great. I feel honored now. That's great. Was that Ramune spit take?
Is
that
only. Is it? No, that was just a hot water spit take. Let me take a drink.
Well, you didn't get any of it last time, so you better take another one.
almost dying on that one. Genuine spit take for those people on the YouTube. Excellent work, everybody. Number one, what is the flavor of ramune? And the answer is blue. That's actually pretty well summed up. Ramune doesn't actually have fixed flavor. There are like 26 different iterations of ramune. Some of them are lemon lime. Some of them are lychee. Melon is a very common flavor ramune. Blueberry, for some reason, comes in all different kinds of flavors. And you both have correctly identified what ramune actually is. The flavor inside of the bottle is irrelevant. It is ramune only if it is served in a cob neck bottle, which is the name of the bottle design. For those people who don't know what a cob neck bottle is, it's got like a bulbous top where you would expect the normal lid on a bottle, on a glass bottle, would be. And then it's got like a pinch at the bottom of it. And there is a marble which rests in the hole at the top of the bottle. You must push the marble down, usually with an included plastic device that helps you out. And the marble will fall down, but not into the beverage, just into the bottom of the neck of the bottle, thus liberating your beverage, but the ball will not get in the way as you drink. Which is a fucking lie, because every bottle of ramune I've ever had, that ball gets right back up in the hole that it's supposed to not be in anymore. Yes, the cob neck bottle design is what distinguishes ramune from the other saidas, which is what ramune is. Any guess what a saida is in Japan?
It sounds like cider, but I'm assuming that's not what it is.
Michael's going cider. Where are you going with this?
Yeah, because I heard that you can buy cider in Japan, but it's apple, like it's fizzy apple juice, not anything like the proper stuff that we have.
Yes.
Here.
So this is a funny thing. Cider has been wrongly thought of as a Japanese way of saying cider, right? Cider, because it's Japanese, they don't end on like hard consonant sounds the way that cider ends on. No, cider is actually the Japanese way of saying soda. It's just soda.
Oh, okay.
Yep. As any fizzy non-alcoholic beverage is technically a cider. And so ramune is just soda. And what are the big brands, gang? Who makes ramune in Japan? This is a great quiz we're having here at the beginning.
Goku? I don't know.
Goku? I feel like... Master Roshi? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's
I'm gonna say Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, if only. Fun fact about ramune, since the 1970s, the Japanese government has made it illegal for large corporations like Asahi and other, you know, the Suntory to produce ramune. It is the 1976 Small to Medium Enterprises Protection Act. Ensures that you must be an SME. There are strict limitations in order to be able to produce ramune. And at one point in time, there were 2,600 companies that were making ramune in Japan.
Amazing.
Which is nuts. And another fun fact I learned was that in 2013, UNESCO labeled washoku, which is Japanese food, as an intangible heritage asset. And on the list of foods, which included your ramens, right, your udons, your mochi, and what have you, ramune made the list. So ramune, particularly a soda beverage served in a cob neck bottle of any distinguishing flavor made by a small to medium corporation, is an intangible heritage asset.
Wow.
Of Japan. Fun facts about ramune, but another fun fact about ramune is that, much like Yamazaki, Michael, who actually created ramune in the first place
Scottish?
The Scottish.
No!
Right. Comes from Scotland!
That's right, gang.
So you're saying that Iron Brew is the starting point of Ramune?
Iron Brew is the closest you can technically get to Ramune outside of Japan. Wow. That's right.
It's orange flavor, right? Orange flavor.
Oh, no. Iron Brew is not orange flavor. Michael, what do you say Iron Brew's flavor is?
It tastes like tinny bubble gum. That's what I would say.
Thank you. It's bubble gum. People are like, no. They say something like tutti frutti or something. I'm like, no, it tastes like bubble gum. What the hell is wrong with you? Bubble gum and just a little bit of blood. That's what Iron Brew tastes like. and I will drink it by the liter. Yes, it turns out that Ramune is a Japanese pronunciation of lemonade. Lemonade is what the Japanese are serving, but not lemonade as Michael and I understand it, which is simply lemon juice plus water plus sugar, usually served over ice, nor necessarily as you understand it, Al, which is what the little gun behind the pub will serve you. But rather, Ramune has a long, long history, and it's got rats, and it's got colonialism, and it's got all sorts of crazy shit, and I believe a rowing team may be involved at one point in time. So everybody at home, sit back, relax, and get ready for the history of Ramune and how the Scottish brought Japan a little piece of its cultural heritage. And it's a shocker because, of course, Tom Hanks famously pees in every movie that he's in.
I can't watch Toy Story 4 with my kid anymore.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's how Ramune went from a crazy Scottish man who apparently also brought baseball and
dude, this sim guy is like the Forrest Gump of 1800s Japan.
The statue. I need to see the statue.
Yeah, I need to see the
So, I think that's where we jump right back in on the free episode, right? Let's go with, thank everyone for listening. Let's go with Michael.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us, thank you for being here. How can people who listen to this find you, follow you, enjoy whatever it is you're doing?
Thank you, Andrew. What an informative episode. I think we really ran the gamut. We went literally global today.
We did. That was fun. We did.
So I am the founder of Walkie Talkie Brewing Company here in Edinburgh, and we're actually doing something exciting now. We're moving on to a next phase in stuff we're doing, and we are actually trying to raise investment. So if anybody in the United Kingdom or elsewhere has money and wants to give it to me and have a serious discussion about that, we're trying to save the British pub. So just probably the best and easiest is follow us on Instagram and all the socials at Walkie Talkie Brew, Walkie IE, Talkie with a Y, slide in the DMs, and I'd love to have a chat. So yeah, thank you.
Wow. So just as Schweppes is remembered 200 years later.
Listen, I'm trying to keep that Scottish innovation. That's what we're going for.
Let's see if Johnston is remembered 200 years later for saving the pub. Al, you know, you're all over this upcoming season 3, so people can obviously hear more of your voice there, but where else can they find you maybe creating a lemon-based puppet on the internet?
This is what I was going to say. If you are a brewer of beer or lemonade or any other beverage, and you would like to commission a mascot puppet for your commercial, you can find me at aliciabritpuppetry.co.uk, and I'd be really excited to talk to you. I am also on the beach next week in Puffling Percy. If you have kids and you like puffins, quality birds. I'm also at Little Angel Theatre in their summer festival in August. So that's Puffling Percy, and you can catch me there.
And that's literally, if you're listening to this the week it comes out, that's right now.
Woo-hoo.
Not the August thing, the being on the beach one. But then, of course, the August one is within about 2 months of this coming out. Now, if you want to hear the whole story of what we just talked about apparently rats in Paris and some sort of Scottish chemist with ADHD, you got to go to patreon.com/seemingly unrelated to get the whole episode. Just five. Yes, $5 or pounds if you live in Britain.
That's a
month gets you a bonus episode every month. Plus, you get day one access to all of season three's episodes, which start on June 23rd and then regularly come out every week after that. So you get the jump. You get to go in early. It's just at $5 a month, or you can pay $7 and you can get even more content. There's a lot there. Patreon.com/seemingly unrelated. I've been your host, Dr. Andrew Johnstone. You've been handsome, sure, if you're listening to this. And you know what? We will catch you all next month for another bubbly concoction of seemingly unrelated bonus content. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Seemingly Unrelated is a Life's Little Murder Boards production. Created and hosted by Andrew Johnstone, audio production and editing services provided by Naomi Coe. Our artwork is by Megan Zemet. The theme song is Irizumi by Pistol Jazz. To find out more about everyone involved and access the show notes for this episode, visit us at seemingly unrelatedpod.com.